coach. You know, Nico hits that game-winning field goal for you. What emotions go through you in that exact moment?
Relief, I guess. You know, it's excitement, but more so just a deep breath of, you know, seeing those guys celebrate. And it's just big for our guys, really. You know, more so that relief it went in. All the confidence in the world. That's why we ran it down there at the end, because we knew we had confidence that he would go and make the kick. Nick Baker with a great hold. Dan Heilbron with a great snap. I mean, think about it, too. It's not just the kicker. I mean, you got to have a great snap, hold, and kick, and then you got to protect. I mean, everybody, all 11, are teeing off and coming after that thing. You know, there's 2 seconds on there. So the operation has to be unbelievable.
You were less penalized than them, but seemed like yours kind of came in higher leverage situations. How can you kind of increase the mental toughness of the team the next few months as you prepare to take on a Valley season that, like you said, is going to be a gauntlet?
I think the learning experiences, trust me, we talk about it till we're blue in the face. I mean, this game gets physical every year, gets chippy a little bit. Both teams kind of had it. You know, your first game, we hadn't practiced once with referees yet, you know, with COVID. We had a small group of three come in and ref, but it's been tough. It's been tough to get people, the protocols, you know, people just can't be out on your field. Every practice is closed. They're supposed to get a test to come and ref. So, you know, that was really our first live game situation of extended plays that we had, tackling and getting tackled. We had done it twice during this buildup, but at times during this, our depth is down. We're already FCS football, and our rosters are smaller. You know, you probably expected it. You'd hope not, but great teaching moments on those.
Parzich had a really big night for you on the defense. How hyped up has he been about tonight leading up to the game?
Parzich is the best that he's looked, weight-wise, getting off the ball. He's played incredible. Honestly, I mean, maybe he'd come back, but I think so you guys can write about him and give him some praise. But this is Parzich's last game. I gave him a game ball in the locker room. He's a fifth-year senior. Incredible student that has a bright future in the working world. Defensive line, he's given this program everything that he's had, his teammates. He's talked to me before. You see this going on across the country, you know. I knew and the coaches knew that this was going to be his last game, and that's what we said. You go out there, hair on fire. Shoot, I don't know. I mean, maybe we should have told him it was his last game every game, because he had a heck of a way to go out.
My final question for you, Coach, you know, no Javon on that final drive leading up to the field goal. What went behind that decision? Because he had been powering the offense the entire game, really.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw the trainers had taken him back, check him out, back to the table. He had just returned that punt and kind of got twisted up. So, like I said, I mean, when you got – we talked about probably the one guy – need to get a few more touches to his Justin. But Romier's a heck of a back. I mean, Romier's a 1A back. And so anytime somebody's feeling tired or whatever that is that we feel confident. Obviously, it worked out. Romier on that last series was ran the ball tough. He really did. I thought he was going to score on a couple of those. And so, really, we don't hesitate whoever's in. And so, you know, just the first play, we ran a sprint out. Javon had just returned the punt, came out, saw the trainer, 11 personnel, we were in it, and then really didn't hesitate from there. We hit the big play, and then we just grinded it out with Romier.
Thanks, Coach.